the government is unlikely to make any concessions on the state's 12.5% corporation tax rate until it knows the outcome of discussions at the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, and events in the US Congress in the coming weeks. So the Irish Times reports in its lead story. The paper quotes one source as saying that Ireland would play it along for a bit and that it was still early days. The Irish Examiner leads with a report that the government is preparing for a wave of redundancies in the coming months as emergency COVID protections are lifted. But there's a budget bonanza on the way for elderly pensioners, according to the Irish Independent's main story. The paper says that older people will be the big winners in Budget 2022, as the government is set to increase the state pension while also boosting the fuel allowance. The Irish Daily Mail reports that the government is considering extending the fuel allowance to the 110,000 people still on the pandemic unemployment payment in order to cushion the impact of soaring energy bills this winter. The Irish Daily Star reports that the target of the Criminal Assets Bureau operation in County Kildare yesterday is a gang that specialises in carrying out shoddy work to houses and then overcharging for it. Assets, including watches and cash worth more than €700,000, were seized, Michael O'Toole writes. A kick in the Rolex, says the headline. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the case of the former Ireland rugby player Brendan Mullen, who appeared in court yesterday, accused of stealing close to €600,000. The Health Service executive is still running obsolete Windows 7 software on almost 30,000 computers, 6 months after it was hit by a devastating cyber attack, so The Independent reports. As for Sláinte Care, Sarah Burke of the Trinity College Centre for Health Policy has an opinion piece in The Times. She writes that at the heart of the resignations of Laura Magahy and Professor Tom Keane, the two most senior people responsible for its implementation, is that they were expected to be responsible for implementing and advising on Sláinte Care, but without the actual authority to deliver it. The Irish Sun reports in its lead story that a grieving young woman whose fiancé died in a car crash hours before their wedding has told how he has blessed her with a miracle baby. Kate Quilligan was due to marry Miles Harty on the 21st of August, the paper says. Blessed with a baby from heaven, says the headline. There is still much commentary about the president and his decision not to attend a church ceremony in Armagh to mark the foundation of Northern Ireland. There are two opposing views among Irish news columnists. Déaglann de Breithiún says it would be better for Michael D. Higgins to attend the Armagh church event. But no event on partition can be non-political, writes Brian Feeney. The Independent and Times editorial writers turned their attention to the US President, Joe Biden. The handling of Afghanistan and the return of the Taliban was a disaster, says The Independent. And the freezing out of America's oldest ally, France, in the AUKUS pact was also a clumsy and costly own goal. The Times reckons that the two events will prompt America's friends to wonder whether Joe Biden's professed belief in consensus building and renewal of traditional alliances is more rhetorical than real.